Akasaga takes us back to the Stone Age. It's an attempt to create the audio equivalent of cave paintings that tell a story of enduring love, a forbidden return from death, and the continuous fighting that was common among the clans of all our ancestors. And here is a summary of the two previous works. Part 1, Akaklaklak, Return from Death, tells the story of the woman Akka and her man Kala, both of the Fish Clan, and their enemies, the people of the Reindeer Clan. One day, the shaman's protective powers fail, and Kala is killed by Reindeer Clan hunters. According to the custom of his people, his body is nailed to the bottom of the grave to prevent his soul from returning to Earth. His wife Akka swears revenge on the Reindeer Clan, and Kala's soul promises to return. Far in the north, where the sky meets the sea, there is a hole to the world beyond, and all dead ones have to pass through. As a holy eagle carries Kala toward this place, Kala renews his promise to return, gliding as a bird, riding with the wind, carried by the night. It is a part of the death ritual that Fish Clan members use their voices as hammers to drive Kala's soul deeper and deeper through the hole into the world beyond. But Akka fights this ancient ritual with her own voice magic, chanting Kala's name. Birds help carry her voice higher and higher into the air so that it can reach the holy eagle and stop his flight. But in vain. Finally, in a dream vision, Akka realizes what she must do. She offers her own body as a sacrifice to the reindeer men and persuades the shaman to help find the holy eagle's path. But in that darkness, where the eagle flies, there is no road back. So Akka sings a path into existence for Kala and the eagle to follow. Through the sea, under the ice, fly high, my eagle, over the fog. Hear my voice. Believe my words. Fly toward my song. Come to my fire. The work ends with Akka creating yet another magical song. This time, it is a lullaby for her newborn baby. In part two of this epic saga called Alak, we meet Akka with her newborn son. Abandoned by their tribe, they live in a cave, far away from all human beings. There, Alak plays with his father's soul, a voice without a body that breathes and whispers in the wind. When Akka must use her magic powers to fend off a killer dog who attacks her son, she makes a decision. Akka leaves her home cave through the protective curtain of a waterfall. She climbs into the mountains and searches for the mighty Mother Bear, because Mother Bear alone can give Alak protective power, a new shadow. The Mother Bear lives in a holy nest high over the clouds, in a spruce tree that flies in the wind, offering golden cones made from honey and a freshly killed grouse. Akka sings a prayer to the Mother Bear, asking her to adopt Alak as her own son.
Karhaiti,
Mother Bear, sweet as a berry, change my gift of summer honey to the blood offer from my knife. Help me avenge my beloved Kala and raise Alok as your own son. Take the small one on your branch. Give Alok your female power and the nails and strong hands of a bear. Let your cones rain down on him and make him fertile and strong with seed. Give him the instinct of the wind. Take the shadow power from the moon for him. Give him the golden arrow to start the fire. Let him grow up like a bird among birds. The mother bear accepts Akka's offerings and promises to extend her bear power to Alok, under one condition. This power has to be taken from Kala, whose soul must return to the land of death. Part 2 of the saga ends with Akka's return to her tribe. There she uses the power of her voice one more time to overturn the old shaman and to become the first she-shaman of the Fish Clan. In the upcoming Part 3, we find Akka as the leader of the Kala Clan. Her son Akka is now a full-grown man. And here's Akamur by Agnieszka Waligorska and Pekka Siren. Akka has a premonition. She dreams of a dying walrus washed ashore. Trying to find out what has happened, she sings. Tell me, walrus, give me a sign from under the waters of the Clan of Fish. Thank you. and the dying walrus responds. Underground, underwater, an attack is brewing. I, on the spring bottom, gathers up waves of gore, brings bubbling goldstone ashore. This is a description of what the walrus has seen as Sunshine touched the bottom of the sea. And Akka understands that her own home god, Ai, has turned into a demon and is gathering evil forces under the sea. As she awakens, Akka realizes that her dream has become reality. She sings to the walrus until it breathes its last breath. She then washes its skin in the sea and hangs the holy bones in a tree to be purified by the sun and wind. Meanwhile, on the bottom of the sea, the evil underwater forces gather for an attack. Their plan? To build a huge wall of stone that will force the waters to flood and drown the entire Kala tribe. Thank you. Akka decides to face the coming battle at sea. Chanting, she uses her magic rattle to construct a boat. The bones of the dead walrus begin to dance. Then slowly they come together with the walrus skin and take on the shape of a boat. The battle begins. As the underwater forces build the stone wall, fish, turtles, walrus, whales, and seals help Akka to tear it down again. While Akka is fighting, important moments of her life flash through her mind, and a lifetime's worth of experience with water and with magic powers gives her the strength to endure. It is done. Akka has pushed the demon eye back to the undersea, there to die in a cave. The battle is won, but Akka understands that there is now a price to pay. Because she has caused her own home god Ai to die, she must die as well. Akka celebrates her last moments in life by swimming and dancing with the whales and the fish. The whales, seals, and fish carry her off into the last rays of the sunset. And out of this day-night over the sea, four bright stars arise, dividing to become the wraiths of stardust we know as the Milky Way. Akka swims towards death and transformation. She will join her beloved Kala again as a star in the Milky Way.